And welcome to our podcast. We're your hosts, Noah and
Ruben.
And you're listening to
Dogs, and More Dogs.
This week, as a lot of you have been sending in the very own questions, we thought we should answer a couple of them.
But Ruben, please say we still have the interesting fact or joke.
Of course we do.
And the big question?
You know it.
Great.
So let's get on with the first question. This is from Aiden and Dylan in Valencia.
Hello, Ruben and Noah. Aiden here.
And Dylan!
From Valencia. We have been listening to your podcast and...
We love it!
Yeah, we love it a lot. We have been listening all the episodes. And we just have a quick question. Where does the word dogs come from?
Rock and roll!
Kisses!
Thanks, guys. That's a great question.
Well, dog comes from the old English word dogha, and up to about 500 years ago, the word hound was a normal word for a dog. But now we don't use that word as much.
But you still hear it in names of some dogs, like greyhound, bloodhound, and wolfhound.
And where dogha come from is a bit of a mystery.
Yes, but it might be from a similar word meaning low or hidden, which makes sense if you remember that at the start, dogs weren't really pets and they spent a lot of their time sneaking around trying to rob some food and hiding it somewhere to eat it.
So thanks again, Aiden and Dylan. I hope that answers your question.
Ruben, what is it going to be this week? Fun fact or joke?
Well, I think this week I want to decide if that's okay with the doggy, and I would like a joke.
Sorry, doggy. We didn't actually need the drum roll, but thanks anyway.
Okay, here's the joke. A man goes to the vet and says, "Can you help my dog? He's cross-eyed."
The vet lifts up the dog and looks into his eyes, his ears, and his mouth. Then the vet says, "I'm afraid I'm going to have to put him down."
"What?" says the owner, "just for being cross-eyed?"
"No," says the vet, "he's just really heavy, and I can't hold him anymore."
Now, our second question. It's Mike in London, and he has a very big problem.
Hi guys, Mike here. Huge fan from London. Love the show, love the questions, love everything you're doing here. My question is, I'm currently living with a bulldog, and he snores so loudly. Is there any reason why they snore? Because it'd be great if we get some tips about to reduce the noise so I can sleep at night. Thanks guys, appreciate it.
Thanks Mike, and I'm sorry for your problem. Bulldogs snore more than other dogs because of the shape of their head and their cute flat noses.
We can't help you with that, but the snoring can be made worse by allergies, not enough exercise, or by the way they sleep.
Like some humans I know.
Hey, don't look at me!
So, take him out for lots of walks and get him to sleep on his stomach.
And if it gets worse at this time of year, it could be allergies. And the vet can help with that.
I hope that helps you get a good night's sleep, Mike. Ruben! Oh,
sorry, I must have dozed off.
See what I mean?
Now it's time for the big question. Now listen carefully. You ain't nothing but a hound.
What we need to know is who was singing that song. Send us a message with the right answer or any other question and you might be featured on the next show. That's all for this episode and you've been listening to
Dogs, and More Dogs.